Yep.
All right, and we are recording.
All right, let's get started.
Yeah.
Sorry for the delay, everyone. I do apologize.
Welcome.
It's 8:18. So let's get started, and hopefully people will join us as we go.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Everyone was here last week, so we know our little disclaimer. Please just remember that we keep this a safe place, and it's not a place for debating and, you know, getting your point across. It's about making friends and just kind of chatting, so let's keep it that way. We just wanted to talk briefly, really quick, as open sort of icebreaker discussion. So far, like, who are your favorite characters or favorite moments that you've seen?
I just absolutely love Warren.
Really? I could take him or leave him.
I just... Probably. You know, I mean, he tries a little too hard, but, you know, he's very sweet. He's very sweet.
If he doesn't sound like a giant idiot, like, right. I would like him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like, oh, wow, bro, yeah.
Because he's trying so hard. He's trying so hard to impress Max. He likes her so much.
Yeah, Max, you the bum diggy, yo.
But we all know that never... Work like the guy that acts like that never gets the girl.
Well, I mean, you can tell Max isn't over the moon by it. You know, she's just kind of like, "Hey, Warren," you know, and he was like, "Max, man, it's so good to see you."
Let's put it this way: if he was on the train tracks, I would not have rewound time.
Oh, wow! 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 Warren.
Just saying.
Wow.
That's harsh. That's harsh.
Jeez.
I kid.
I like the janitor.
Yeah, he's so
he's interesting.
Hey, Max.
I could so,
he refers to himself in the third person, like some cartoon villain. I'm really curious.
Yeah, I could so totally see myself, like, building a friendship with him.
What, in real life? I would not.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, no. In the fact of... I'm not sure how mentally stable this guy is, so I'm going to stay on his good side. So that if he does crack, he'll at least warn me before he does do anything.
Hey, Michelle. Welcome. We just started, so you didn't miss anything.
Oh, because I muted.
Yeah, exactly.
We were just talking about Emil.
Talking about the squirrel.
Hey, sorry about that.
What, Michelle?
I said I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, we were just talking about the janitor. We were talking about the janitor. Samuel. Yeah.
I really want to like him. I really do. But Samuel makes it really difficult to like him.
He's scary. He's the guy your mom warned you about, you know?
Yeah. Although, I won't interrupt. You guys continue and we'll jump in when we can.
Well, we're just going around saying what our favorite character or moments were.
Ooh. Is it my turn?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Gosh. Well, favorite moment. Okay, Mason, did you have one?
You first.
Okay, great. I really liked shooting practice. That felt really kind of authentic, small town feel.
That was cool. Yeah, I liked that too.
Yeah, it was believable. I grew up in a small backwater town in Montana, and you had not a lot to do but shoot things and do drugs, so it makes sense. let's see. Favorite character? You know, this is going to sound really odd, but, what was his name? Who's the stepdad? What's the stepdad's name?
David?
He had kind of like this kind of tender moment with Max. It was back towards when they get into the school, and he's like, you know, Max, hey, can I talk to you? And you can kind of choose to not be a total jerk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, previously I really didn't like him, but he was just like, you know, I only do it because I love her and I want to protect all of you. And
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, don't do this to me, Story. I'm trying to hate you. Don't do this.
Yeah, that whole exchange gave me a little more likability for the guy, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still like him.
Yes, yeah, he's the one that slapped Max. Oh, not Max, but Chloe. Yeah. So, we're kind of sharing a mic over here, so I'm going to let Mason talk for just a minute.
Oh, hey, Mason.
Hi, guys, this is Mason.
Hello.
All right, so my favorite character is... as Warren, but we don't see him enough yet.
Oh, that's exactly what I said, Mason. That was my favorite.
Ah, see, you stole it from me. No, obviously, I think Chloe is pretty great because she's so still kind of a mystery, and you know, she's of course the person that we're kind of trying to figure out as far as game wise. But I like Warren. I like that he's kind of the trying to be the little bit of a hero, and obviously trying to get to know Max a bit and do what he can. But I at least when you know, the last time when he totally just jumped in and took the beating, it's like, okay, this is a good dude. He's not just talk. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they do more with him than they have so far. But and as far as a favorite moment.
Steph, is that reverb still a problem?
It sounds like it's coming from Steph, maybe?
It's coming from me?
Yeah.
It didn't start until Michelle made the one.
Who's the guilty party? It was Steph in the chat room with the reverb.
Nice. Okay, I don't have an external mic.
So yeah, I just have one mic.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a mic, it's your problem. Do you have headphones?
Not us.
You guys?
No. I do.
Like,
I do.
Share in your butt.
Nice.
Probably a number off some echo, too.
I don't know.
Oh. We'll have to live with it. I'm going to have an echo, too.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Maybe it is me. Okay, well, we'll just be quiet for a bit.
Well, we can move on to the first discussion point if we, for the sake of time, really don't mind. Unless anybody else has any thoughts on what character they wanted to talk about. Yay or nay? All right.
I'm cool to move on.
All right. Steph, I'll,
oh, wait,
I'll hit
up. No, I forgot. Daniel, I'm trying to get back on his good side.
After you rejected him a portrait?
After I rejected him, and then now he's playing hard to get, so I'm in the waiting list to be drawn or sketched. Poor Daniel.
Daniel is sketched. Yeah, there's a lot of sketchy characters in that game. I will say, without going off on a huge tangent, I'm not a huge... To be honest with you, I kind of go back and forth with liking Chloe. She actually reminds me of friends I used to have, and I no longer have.
Yeah, I can agree with that sentiment as well.
Yeah.
I think we've all had that friend who's like a bad influence on us, and then like we see them for who they really are later on in life, you know?
I like how, you know, like what you said, how there's a lot of sketchy characters because you don't really know who you could or should trust.
Right.
And, you know, it's just kind of more of a discovery as you progress on.
All right, so let's kick this off. We kind of wanted to talk about, obviously this episode sort of revolved heavily around Kate. We kind of want to just open this up as a broad topic of discussion, and it has several kind of angles to the question. So how well, sort of open discussion on Kate, if you will, how well do you think the game handled the situation and characters, school's reaction to, you know, the video? Do you think the responses were realistic, over the top? What did you tell Kate to do? What was the advice you gave her? Did you tell her to go to the police or wait? What choice did you, why did you make that choice? And sort of talk about her feelings of the video. So, like, how, you know, what she was thinking about her family's reaction, you know, what you went around looking around in her room, what you noticed about her room, and then we'll kind of go from there. So, Does that all make sense?
More or less.
All right. Well, don't all jump at once.
I kind of thought that, sorry.
It's okay. What was that?
So, I guess I'll go first here. I got to see both the reactions because I didn't like the first one, so I turned around and played the whole episode all over again, so that I got the one that I liked. But for the reactions and everything, I think it was pretty believable. Where you have the people that don't really know her, kind of jumping on the bandwagon because something tragic happened, and you know, let's all say good things about this person that you've really hardly ever talked about. What else was there? Kate's choice. So I did tell Kate to go to the police.
Me too.
But then I told her to leave me out of it because I was already in deep with the principal and Daniel.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want any more trouble. Just you should go here, but leave me alone. Kate's family reaction to the video. What was
basically
this one?
Like,
oh yeah, that video. Yeah.
So
like, yeah, I mean, you know, you have the overly religious family that, you know, they immediately jump to conclusions and don't really see that there's any, you know, alternate telling of the story or another side to the story. And then, you know, clearly looking in her room and everything, you could clearly tell that, you know, she was depressed and, you know, kind of hurting at that point because half her family doesn't believe her. And, you know, the video went viral and everyone saw what happened. So it was, I mean, that was a tough, episode with all that going on.
It was, for sure.
I think the reaction to the video was a little bit overblown. Like, yeah, your grandmother and mother are so in tune with social media that they saw your video. Like,
yeah.
That's true. It spread so fast, man.
I agree. I mean, I was especially the way they were, like, saying, oh, I hope you haven't brought shame on our family. Like, I don't really know a lot of people who talk like that, like religious people. There are religious people who react terribly to that, but not necessarily in those terms.
Maybe she was half Japanese.
I was actually, I honestly, like, looked at her the next time and I was like, is she supposed to be Asian? I can't tell.
Yes. I just half expect her ninja clan to come down and, like, take her out of the school.
Racist. Game chat recordings.
That's not racist. It's stereotyping. It's different. Anyways.
Yeah, I definitely thought that her family reaction was definitely... It was... I mean, I don't know people that talk like that, but I do know people that would completely... You know, if they had found out about it, say that her family did find out about it, I would... I do know people that would probably just... completely, you know, almost have the same reaction. Maybe not in those words that they said in the letters, but just that, you know, of the whole, like, well, you're, you know, you've brought shame, you know, you've kind of, you know, you're a disgrace to the family, you know, why did you do that, without even listening to her side of the story.
Yeah, and Michelle's actually saying that no one seemed to assume she was drugged or even consider the possibility.
Right, exactly.
I think the whole... thing with Kate's parents was more of like a Christian stereotype, like I'm praying for your soul and like stuff like that.
It was
just kind of like, all right, yeah, Hollywood, do your thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting not to go on a road of religion talk, but basically I felt that way in the beginning when I wrote like this discussion point that I was thinking, well, this game seems to be biased toward, you know, like anti-religion, right? But Max is really supportive of Kate. and her faith, and never challenges it, never, you know, makes fun of her for it, never even really questions it. In fact, at some points, Max even doesn't really know what she believes. So I think it's really interesting, the contrast there, because I definitely felt that way. Going down that road that everybody else goes down, assuming these things about Christians. And then out came Max, who was just like quoting Bible verses at the end of the game. Did you guys get to that point?
The end of the game?
Oh, the end
of,
I'm sorry, not the game.
We all know what Chris did over the weekend.
Yes, I blew through the game, sorry. Spoiler alert.
She just I didn't catch her quoting Bible verses.
Yeah, no? I don't know if that was a different ending.
Probably was.
Yeah, so, you know, there were two different versions of trying to talk her down. One was, you know, you could quote the wrong Bible verses or not say them at all. Or if you were in her room and you looked at the Bible, she had, there were two sections that kind of had, like, selected Bible verses of her favorite ones. Wow. And if you were, selected the right ones, then you were able to talk her down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just skipped, Max, I was able to talk her down, of course, but I didn't use any Bible verses.
Weird, I was, like, quoting scripture, like,
meh, no Bible for me. I just talked her down without
thank
it.
Thank you.
Were you shouting the Bible verses at your screen, too, Chris?
I was, I was, like, thumping my Bible in my lap while I played. I felt...
Yes. I didn't use Bible verses either, but she jumped. So
maybe I was touched by the Holy
Chris
Spirit.
Chris got the Christian ending.
No, seriously, there's a part. If you look at the Bible, there's two Bible verses in her Bible,
and
one's crossed out and one's not.
I didn't even see that.
And then at the end, you can quote one of them, and I remember that one of them was crossed out, so I didn't say that one.
Wow.
And she was like, oh my god, I can't believe you quoted my favorite Bible verses.
Max, I didn't know you were spiritual.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways.
Wow. That's interesting.
So if you want to skip to question three, we kind of talked about that. You could skip to question four then.
Yeah. So what is, just a little question, what is everyone's opinion about the mysterious doe that Max keeps seeing?
Well, did you notice that if you take a picture of it, it's not there in the picture?
I didn't look at the picture.
Look at the picture. There's nothing there.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Where's the doe? I haven't seen it yet.
In the junkyard.
It's in the scrapyard.
It's in the scrapyard?
Yeah.
Well, it's in the scrapyard, but also it was in the first chapter, too, wasn't it? In her dream? In the dream about the tornado?
I saw that in the dream, but, dude, I was all up in that scrapyard, and I did not see it.
No, it's like,
it was in the back.
Yeah,
it was in the back.
Snape.
Well, it's the Perturnus, so.
I did notice she was wearing a doe shirt.
She has a doe shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a Jane Doe. Does that mean she's actually dead and that she's Rachel Amber?
Whoa, that'd be awesome!
Whoa.
Mind blown!
She's trying to stretch it out as far as you can.
Right. I'm going with the whole Lost theology.
Yeah.
Feel free to jump in, Michelle. See if maybe your mic's working again. I hate to have you so quiet. I feel bad. So you could take a picture of that thing, huh? I didn't realize that.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't.
And
I don't.
If you take a picture, it's just the background. No.
That's so strange. I want to think about that.
Mic is definitely. Oh. Sorry.
Poor Michelle.
I know. But Yeah, I mean, so you're thinking, I know you guys are thinking along the lines of sort of the spirit animal thing.
Well, and Samuel told her that it's probably her spirit animal.
Samuel told her that?
Is a squirrel, so.
Yeah, Samuel's spirit animal is a squirrel, and then she told him about the doe, and this is in the first chapter, it was in the first chapter. And Samuel said, well, maybe a doe is your spirit animal.
He sounds just like that, too. He's like...
He really does.
And I don't know what spirit... I mean, spirit animals are sort of in different religions. But speaking of that, sort of piggybacking on that, I know Max brings up karma a few times in this chapter. And I was wondering if you thought, because I was on the fence with it, because I say, you know, karma as a joke. I don't really believe in karma, but I'll say it. So I'm wondering if that's similar, but she mentions it a lot. What do you guys think about that? Do you think she's, what, I mean, because she does say she doesn't really know what she believes, but do you think she believes in, do you think general people believe in karma as a thing?
I think karma has worked its way into, like, general knowledge, like karma and meditation and even prayer when you don't know what you're praying to. Like, it's all sort of general spirituality knowledge that people now sort of share in culture.
Right.
Well, and I think there's just this general, philosophy that what comes around will go around, you know, that people,
exactly.
bad people get bad things happening to them. And, you know, even if you don't religiously believe in karma, you believe that that process will happen.
Right.
Right. Right. And I think that's generally true. Sort of you will reap what you sow, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, I think the same idea exists in different, you know, I mean, there's kind of a Christian belief of that in a way, and then there's, you know, kind of like the reaping what you sow. I think you'd probably find that in different forms in different religions anyways.
Any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, you know, it's almost like, how everyone's just kind of, you know, something happens, like, oh, that's just karma. It almost feels like, in a way, she's using it in that instance too, but then also kind of like second guessing herself, is like, is karma actually real? You know, am I being punished for something, or, you know, am I supposed to atone, or, you know, whatnot? So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a lot of, like, it feels like there's a lot of build up, you know, to something that we are going to probably see a big reveal on at some point.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, maybe it won't all be explained. Who knows?
It'll be like Lost.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go ahead and move on to the next one. Did anyone struggle with proving their powers to Chloe at the diner, where you had to do the series of things to prove?
So
how
many
long
times.
Did it take you guys?
Yeah, it took me about 3 tries, but, like, that stupid little cockroach, I just could not see it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I saw it the second time around, but that was the only thing I had the trouble with.
Too.
Yeah, it was driving me crazy, because it's, like, I had no idea what I was doing wrong. I thought I had everything in the right spot, but apparently, if I remember correctly, there were a few options that were kind of similar to each other, and I guess I was just picking the wrong ones.
Oh, yeah.
It was driving me crazy, but eventually, it was like probably 4 or 5 times it took me to finally get it.
I got it all the first time except for the cockroach, because I was like, oh, yeah, it first time, the trucker did something, but no, I wasn't looking for a cockroach crawling around. I guess I wasn't good at the
It sounded like Michelle was trying to talk. I didn't want to...
Yeah, that's what I was just messaging, yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Feel free to jump in there, Michelle, if you have something you want to add.
Yeah, it was a very difficult part to really know what to do. Well, I had the privilege of... Because I've seen some of this game streamed before, and so I saw that part streamed, so I knew kind of what the order was. But then one part that took me forever was finding the stupid bottles in that junkyard.
Oh my god, yes.
That was so
forever.
Oh, and then the best part too is when you go into the campfire there, my game glitched on me because the tires fell, and every time I'd rewind time, I got stuck in this loop and would not get out of it.
Oh, no.
So I keep going back and forth, and I spent probably 10 minutes like, all right, what am I doing wrong here? So then I finally just exited the game and went back in, and everything was fine.
Oh my goodness.
Awful. But it's like mine it took glitched. Me forever to find the bottles, and then it glitched on me after I found the last one.
Oh no.
Mine ended up glitching when she spilled the soda all over the book. And I had to, I was like rewinding and stuff, and the soda would not come off the book. So I just had to restart.
This is what happens when you guys are
at the worst possible moment. Yeah. The worst possible moments, the game glitches on you.
Oh.
How it works.
PS4. I don't have any problems on PS4.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems on PC, but I'm just lucky.
Wow.
Just saying.
And so, going off of proving your powers at the diner, I thought that it seemed awfully pushy of Chloe to kind of, I guess, push you into using your powers. Yes, she seemed very insistent on mm-hmm. you proving yourself to her.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle, you need to listen back to this recording because that sounded awesome. I don't know who's talking.
That's hilarious.
It sounds like Satan has joined us in game chat.
Michelle, I'm sure whatever he said was very insightful.
That had to be, like, intentional, right? That was too perfect. Michelle is becoming possessed.
Poor Michelle.
By the spirit doe. She said, fine, no more Mike. I'm so sorry. We'll miss you. We'll get you a mic next time.
We'll have to start a GoFundMe for Michelle and her mic.
Sorry, Michelle. But we can mention, if you want to keep chatting in the chat here, we'll mention what you're was saying. So
yeah.
Part of it. We can just maybe put on a voice. Joe can do a voice for you. Because Joe's
a good
impression. Yeah, absolutely. let's see. So,
French.
Let's kind of talk about Chloe a little bit, because this isn't really one of the planned questions per se, but that, Steph, was the point where I actually started to dislike Chloe, because I felt like it definitely brought me back to one of those friends that we all have all had who just kind of wants to use you a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, okay, what is... We've seen Chloe now in a couple different situations where she's go up to something weird with whatever that guy's name is, Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And then, Nathan.
Nathan, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then, so I don't know if she can fully be trusted. I'm wondering if she's got her own agenda somewhere along the line. I don't think she would, I think she cares about Max. But I don't know if there's something more going on that maybe we're going to find out later. So I wanted to see what you guys thought. Those of you who have not played it already.
I'm sure that she... go ahead, Chris.
I'm just saying, I almost feel like, you know, in a way she's replacing Rachel Amber with Max, but then mm-hmm. also she's still somewhat angry that mm-hmm. Max kind of left and didn't talk to her since she left, and then when she did come back, she didn't say anything to her for quite a while until... Chloe rescued her from Nathan. It feels like there's almost some resentment there between Chloe and Max. Or to Max from Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, I don't know, it's a very weird friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's still rather fresh from her coming back, because I would say it's only been, maybe 2 or 3 days since they kind of reconnected?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's exactly 2 days.
Yeah, wasn't it at, the end of episode one, they were like, oh yeah, tornado's gonna hit in, 3 days, or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it hasn't been that long at all. So it's still very fresh, and I think just Chloe has a lot of... And Michelle was saying that she cares more about Rachel. I think she sees Max's ability as an opportunity more than a concern, which is very true. But, you know, Chloe, and you have to keep in mind, too, that Chloe has a lot of baggage. You know, she has a lot of problems with her stepfather. I think she's still kind of you know, of course, internally weighed down by her father's death when she was a teenager, of course. And, you know, and then also she has Frank over here, who's trying to, you know, she owes money to Frank, and she was trying to get something from Nathan Prescott. So she has a lot on her mind, I'm sure. So I tend to give her a little slack, even though I think that she is a little pushy. And, like, I don't know, but, like, when you're leaving the diner and you get the call from Kate, Chloe's reaction there was a little trying, because she was like, well, go ahead, just, you know. Like, she acted like Max couldn't answer a phone for, like, 2 seconds. She was like, you know, well, go ahead, just, you know, forget me. I'm just going to, you know, just forget your friend who you've kind of abandoned for several years. So, yeah, it's a very tricky friendship so far.
Well, speaking of tricky friendships, Steph, I was going to say, if you want to bring up Frank, because people are already starting to bring up
Frank. Oh, yeah, yeah. So Frank, so did you guys try and shoot Frank or not? Like, did you?
The second time. Yeah, I rewound to shoot him, because I was like, he takes my gun. No, I'm definitely shooting this guy.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, then. When you shoot him, does she, like, waste him, or does he just get shot in the foot or something?
No, the gun doesn't fire. It's not loaded.
Oh. Well, then, it doesn't matter.
But then you have that on your head that you almost shot a guy. You almost shot someone.
I didn't
but
shoot
But you
him.
Still have a gun.
I'm not a murderer. So I'm not
yeah, see, yeah, see, I didn't even go near that, because I was like, I don't want... Even if she would try to shoot him, and even if it would fail, which I kind of thought it would still be, you know, it would still be something, I don't know. Like, it would have repercussions somewhere.
Exactly. I just feel like, again, going back to, like, playing as so-and-so, I feel like I go back and forth where I think like Max and I think like me. And there's no way Max would blow some guy's head off with a gun.
See, I disagree, because I think that she would... Because he was threatening her and her friend with a knife. Like, she was in actual physical danger, as was her friend. So, in self-defense, I 100% believe that she would shoot him. And that was ultimately, I mean, I did want to keep the gun, but also I was like, yeah, they were in danger.
Like,
yeah, it's interesting.
It would be one thing if he took the gun, but he took the gun and he's like, yeah, I'm going to hunt you down if I don't get my money. So I was like, all right, now you're threatening me. Let's rewind.
So he doesn't take the gun if you misfire?
Right.
No, he just walks off.
Oh. Okay, interesting. So you can't
waste
Frank.
I think that was really the only time I rewound. No, it wasn't. There were a couple times I rewound, but still. Like, the only big decision I rewound on.
Right.
I love the chat that's going on right here. Steph says we didn't shoot the guy, but we should have. And then Michelle says, I'd like that direct quote. And yeah, she's also saying that Chloe does not seem to be afraid of all the big scary events in her life, which is true. She seems to be sort of unfazed by the various.
She's very brave. She's
shallow
she's,
spots of.
Yeah, she's brave in her own way.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she is brave or if it's all for show. I mean, clearly.
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, she clearly knows the ropes. She's been around the block a couple times, but.
Yeah, it's almost like she just doesn't really care anymore.
Right.
Well, yeah, she says, like, that this has just become the new normal for her. Yeah. So I think that, like, it's not even that she's, like, brave, just that she's just like, well, this is just life now. Gotta deal with it.
True.
Right. Which I think is a cynical viewpoint in some of us. I mean, I know I've been there. It's easy to get there.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about... we can kind of go back and forth, I suppose, but let's talk about sort of what the... We're only about 30 minutes in, but maybe we can sort of talk about the suicide, because that was a pretty big point in the game, at least for me. I don't know. I've known a few people in my life that have killed themselves, and it's been really hard to process that even now. And so it definitely, when I turned the corner and saw her jump, I was kind of like, oh, geez, like this is... not good, and I figured, well, I can rewind time, and then, of course, you get up there and realize you can't rewind time, and so now you're, and even she says, well, like, now I gotta do this on my own, which is an interesting concept, you know, if someone kills themselves, would you rewind time and try to stop it? know, if you could.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
What did you think of that? Did it hit home as close for you all as it did for me?
No, to tell you the truth, I've never really been super close to anyone who has killed themselves, so no.
I think for me, it kind of hit home. I mean, I haven't known that many people who have tried to commit suicide, but really, I mean, none really. I've known people that have admitted to at one point in their lives thinking about suicide. But I think for me it was more the struggle that Kate was having up until that point, because she was really, really just depressed and really, of course, upset at this video that was going around. And it seemed like, I think, just everything with the letters from her family, like all of these things just worked against her. And I think that's what kind of bothered me more, was just how much she was struggling and how much people, except Max was like the only one that was trying to comfort this poor girl. Like, everyone else, it seemed, had an agenda against her or was making fun of her or just didn't care that she was so obviously depressed about the whole thing.
And what killed me was the photography teacher. Like, up till this point, I thought he was kind of a cool guy. Mm-hmm. And then he is just doesn't give a crap about mm-hmm. Kate coming up and being like, I really need help. Yeah. I'm in this terrible situation. Yeah. And then she immediately goes and tries to kill herself afterwards because he's supposed to be the one good person, and he's just mm-hmm. not.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it was a bit dramatic. I know that for the game's sake, they had to kind of make it a spectacle of her jumping off a building. But I wonder if in her dark depression that she was in, if she would have done that, you know what I mean? She probably would have just gone back to her dorm and done it a little more subtly. I don't know. I guess she didn't have any other alternative, but...
Yeah. I can see your point with that.
Was anybody not successful saving Kate? I'm just curious.
Me.
You were not successful.
Okay. And I don't even know how. I picked the things I thought were best, and it didn't work.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out, because I don't know, obviously, like...
So did you rewind Monzo and change that, or is she dead in your game?
Well, you can't rewind there, right?
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
So she's done for, dude. Way to go.
She's Gonzo.
He's Gonzo with Monzo.
I redid the whole episode so that she wasn't dead.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because I was so. What's that?
I have to cut you off because I don't want you to keep rewinding.
No,
you have a problem.
I was just so disappointed with that ending that I was just like, no, that's not how it happens. I need to go back and redo this.
My theory is that that's kind of done, and regardless of whether or not you saved her, she's probably out of the story for now. Because they show her in the hospital bed if you do save her. And I'm guessing that's probably off location and she's just going to recover and it's going to be hunky-dory.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to really impact the game.
Yeah.
I mean, if the entire game just leads up to the tornado thing and, like, that's only 3 days long,
we're all
usually
be...
takes more than 3 days to recover from that.
True. That's very true. Yeah, I think it was... I think that was probably done relatively well. It was believable. I think that there's probably... From what I've heard about suicide, you know, people, right up until the time they do it, always don't want to die. You know, they don't want to die, even in the moment before they do it. Which is kind of interesting to me. Because if someone was maybe there might still be a glimmer of hope. But of course, someone isn't always there, you know?
Exactly. And that's what, you know, and that's kind of the hope, is that someone will come and pull you out of it.
Right.
But it doesn't always happen, unfortunately.
Right. And I think that there definitely would be some people who were still, even in that moment, making fun of her.
Oh, sure.
You know, ragging her.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, you know... Kind of in a way, glad.
There are a bunch of heartless, teenagers at that school. crazy.
Because Nathan's
evil.
Well,
I mean, the guy was, like, excited about it when he came into the classroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's true. I didn't know what the heck was going on when that happened. I was like, oh, boy. Here we go. But,
Yeah, and Mason presents a good point. They want the pain to stop if a non-suicide option presents itself. Which is true.
That is true. Yeah, suicide's a whole other animal or can of worms we could open up right now, of course, but I don't think we want to spend that much time on it. But
right.
I mean, feel free to share any other thoughts you guys might have before we move on.
All right, well, we'll move on to the next question. What was your choice in the meeting post-suicide scare? Did you accuse Nathan of dosing Kate, Mr. Jefferson of upsetting Kate in the hallway right before, or David for violently confronting Kate the day before? And why did you choose what you did?
I blamed Nathan, because Nathan sucks.
Me too.
Yeah, I blame Nathan also, because Nathan sucks. He's the worst.
And I know he had something to do with it, even though he says he didn't.
Which is interesting, because, I mean, even though, I mean, yes, I think the game is setting us up to blame Nathan, because, you know, it kind of presents these, you know, suspicions or whatever, but, you know, and then we see Nathan, you know, Nathan's the guy in the bathroom with Chloe at the beginning of the game, but do you think that the game might be kind of using him as, you know, trying to get us to be against him more than we maybe like should? Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's really just terrible.
I think he is terrible, but I'm starting to get this feeling that they might be trying to make him out a lot worse than he actually is. I don't know if I'm right about that, but I think he's a giant, rich, spoiled kid crybaby that probably is more bark than he is bite.
He seems like the Draco Malfoy of this game.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Of course, Michelle also said that they blamed Nathan, so I guess the consensus is Nathan.
Poor Nathan.
We're
supposed
to become the game chat jury. Judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, I actually chose all of them. And then, like, that was one of the bigger times where I chose, because at first I said something about Mr. Jefferson making her cry before, you know, and she ran away from him. And then they kind of went against Mr. Jefferson, like, I think, unjustly. And so then I went to David, and I don't know. I was just kind of like, I don't feel right blaming David for, like, confronting her about something. I don't know. And so then I was like, well, I'm just going to go with Nathan. It was one of the few times where I actually went back and, like, chose all the options and then, you know, kind of went with the one I liked better.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know. I think Nathan, I mean, the whole problem was the video. You know, so it wouldn't have been there if it had not been for him. I mean, the faculty...
True.
Just, yeah. Their only mistake was really not taking it too seriously or really maybe not understanding the full story. And at that point, if you have a... And they were yelling. I thought it was ridiculous. The principal was like, you're not supposed to be, you know her personal life, but you should have known something was amiss. And I'm thinking, that's insane. No one would ever know that, you know? The teacher is going to have a million things on their mind.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to pay attention to that stuff. So Nathan's clearly
the guilty party.
Yes. But, I mean, it's interesting to see how this is going. I mean, I still have no clue where they're headed with this story.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no idea. Any projections?
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Those of you who...
Oh, was that Monza?
Yeah.
What?
Projections pertaining to what?
Just like what you may think is going to happen. What were the next? I mean, I'm guessing that Chapter 3 will have some kind of plot twist or something that will sort of set the rest of the game in motion.
I think those books they keep showing at the end.
Oh yeah, the folders.
Might be Victoria's.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because she hated Rachel, and she hated Kate, and so that might be hers.
I liked that cliffhanger. That was kind of clever.
Yeah, I'm wondering if those folders belong to the janitor, because they look like photo albums, and he had pictures of Rachel. So I was kind of like, does he make creepy pictures of kids who almost kill themselves or whatever?
Oh, wait,
the janitor had pictures of Rachel or the...
He did. If you go in his little closet, he has like a box of pictures of her.
Really?
Like a lot of them. It's really creepy.
No, I missed that.
So Michelle says Samuel would never. I don't know, Michelle. He's kind of sketchy. That's really weird.
His spirit animal.
And then he's like you can ask him about it, and he's like, no, she gave him to me because, you know, she wanted to be a model, so she gave her headshots to everyone. But, like, it's a lot of pictures. It's creepy. I was, like, not believing his crap at all.
That's like a very far-reaching answer. Well, she just handed her photo out to everyone. I just grabbed a whole box full.
It's awesome.
I'm going to see if I can... did anybody take a screenshot of their choices?
I did.
Mine's up there.
I believe I'm going to post mine right now. Yours is up there, Monzo?
Yeah, if you scroll up, it should be...
from this past one?
Yep.
Oh, you did it, like, right off the bat. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, he was on top of it.
Man, Joe, you didn't waste any time.
He's like, boom, I'm here.
You couldn't save Kate. I can't get over that.
I tried.
Remind me never to call you when I'm depressed.
If you want, I'll quote you Bible verses. It seems to work.
I can just do it to myself. I'll just be, like, yelling Bible verses at myself. Have I gone too far? I'm sorry if I've gone too far. Do you know that line that we all talk about, never to cross? I don't actually know where that line is. I cross it all the time.
Okay, I'm trying to pull mine up so I can share it.
Of course, the people who are listening can't. Hey, that's what you get for not being here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No mercy. Here. I was going to ask something, but I forget what it was now. It doesn't help anybody, does it?
No.
We had mentioned that you guys could maybe be thinking about points that you wanted to bring up that maybe jumped out at you. Yeah, we can talk about that in one sec, Michelle. It's a good point. Anybody have any other than the ones that she just typed there? Was there anybody else that thought of something, like, that jumped out at you as being sort of thought-provoking or something that made you think?
The plant.
The plant?
Whether or not you should water my plant forever.
I watered my plant, and it was like, this action will have consequences. Like, yeah, the plant will grow. Great. Yeah, why don't we address Michelle's question, Max's nosebleeds and her seeming health issues from her powers, which, I mean, it's pretty cliche. We've seen it before in movies where you can bend time and whatnot. People's noses.
Not just the and not just the nosebleeds, but, you know, she fell unconscious. Like, she became unconscious. You know, times, fell over.
So that's the one thing that I like about this game too, and especially when, like, you're rewinding, and if you go too far, it starts to look like, you know, film starting to deteriorate and all that type of stuff where like you're pushing yourself too hard and that there's going to be consequences if you keep going down this path. So it's, and I do like it because it puts a limit on the abilities and it shows that you know, what you're doing isn't really natural and you yourself are going to be facing consequences because of the actions you're taking. So it's very interesting because it almost makes you kind of second guess your steps and decisions of what you're doing as you progress.
Yeah.
Do you think that Max's abilities overused potentially caused the tornado?
I think it's likely. Yeah.
Yeah. And she just sends the whole world into chaos because she's rewinding time repeatedly.
Well, and I think there's a lot of, like, little hints to that visually. Like, they, you know, the Vortex Club symbol is very similar to the symbol when you rewind in the upper left-hand corner. You know,
ooh,
it looks
that's a good
like
point.
A vortex. And then, you know, so, like, I feel like they have these little hints that are leading us to think that. I don't know if it's true, though.
That's a good observation. And Mason mentioned that Max foreshadows that her powers may not last long, which that was another thing I even thought of before she said it. I was like, maybe these things have a limit, you know? She's only got so many uses, which would really suck, but...
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, Chris, that we're probably almost out of time here, right?
50.
Yeah. Well, we could probably start to wrap up. How did this time work for everyone tonight? Was it better?
Yeah, it was much better.
Yeah, it works fine for me. I mean, if it were the earlier time, I would have been late.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you weren't late. Oh, yeah, Michelle just mentioned, or sorry, Mason mentioned that what if the tornado is where it, what starts all of it, and if she didn't see it, would she have used it at all? A paradox. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point. I mean, they haven't really shown us enough of the vision to really piece anything together yet, so. All right, great. So this time works good for everybody.
Yes.
Everybody going to be able to make it next Tuesday, by any chance?
Should be.
Yeah. All right, cool. Awesome. All right. Well, if there's any, are there any final thoughts before we wrap up? Seems to go by very fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No final thoughts. All right, great. Next
Nathan's
time.
Jerk.
Nathan sucks.
Yeah, you know what? The moral this week: no one be a Nathan Prescott.
Right. That's a good
be
point.
Be a Kate.
Be also,
a Kate. We can agree with that.
What?
Don't screw the pooch when someone's about to jump off a building.
And Michelle says that they're hoping for more action, a bit more action in episode three.
I agree. And Chloe's mom.
No, I like Chloe's mom. She seems like a really legit character.
Really? I thought she was really uninteresting.
Well, okay, she's the least jerky. Like, every character, every single character has something to make them deeply unlikable, except for her. She was just like, I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
Right.
Except to Chris, who obviously distrusts her.
Well, I don't have any problem with her.
He's too nice.
Does anybody else find it really strange when Max drops an F-bomb? I just feel like I want to be like, don't talk like that, sweetie.
Well, it's funny because, like, I want to know who the voice actress is because, like, she does it. It sounds so forced. She's like, I don't normally talk like this, but fuck. You know?
Yeah. It sounds wicked forced. I agree.
I yell at everyone in my Let's Play videos.
Mason is on point. He said that she denied Chloe a strip of bacon.
Unforgivable.
That's why I knew that something was off of her.
That was it. That's what threw you off.
Thank you, Mason, for clarifying. I do agree I would like a little more action. The train scene was cool. How many of you tried the crowbar on the train handle?
Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, I tried that.
I didn't do that, but I did knock the train tracks off course.
You knocked them off course?
Yeah, like I knocked the train tracks off course. I didn't share my to where the train like won't make its delivery somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's how you have to do it, isn't it?
Well, I looked at the results and I was like in like 20%, at the 20 percentile that did it.
Wait, there were results on that?
I didn't see results on that.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure there was.
Weird.
But, yeah.
And Mason just said the wire spindle? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that big
wooden spindle. It down.
I didn't do that. I clipped the wires on the controls and then pulled the lever.
Oh, see, I knocked,
I didn't try that.
The spindle down.
So,
yeah.
You guys did smart things. I just was like, boom, just screw this, knock it over.
I'm with you, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, I obliterated the lever and the whatever, the wire thing with that giant wire spindle.
Huh. I didn't see that did, at all.
Yeah. I did try to go chop Chloe's leg off with the axe.
That's not...
What? Oh, wow.
With what?
You axe. And I was like, all right, I can rewind time. So let's see if this works. So I went over and... I went over to try to use the axe on Chloe, and Max was like, "She's not a zombie. Find another way."
That's insane. That's awesome,
dude. You can't stop a girl from jumping off a building, and you're gonna hack some girl's leg off.
Hey, I can rewind time. My powers are working. So...
Save that for when we do the Telltale games.
Now, like. If you leave an item inside of a person, does that rewind with time?
Where are you going with this?
I don't know, it just popped up.
I actually did that in Walking Dead Season 2. I freaking hacked someone's arm off. It did not end well, but I tried to save them.
Are you talking about the dude in the woods with the bear trap?
No.
Oh. That was random. So did anyone, because Michelle brought up, did anyone else get an option to go on a date with Warren?
Oh, I refused.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was like, movie, sure. Why not?
Go eat.
You went to the movies?
Oh, was that the movie option?
Yes.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes.
Okay, then I did it. Yeah. I did it. I just didn't consider it a date, I don't guess.
Like, sure, I'll go to the movies. Oh, yeah, girl you are, Steph.
Like, I was like, no, Warren, you're stupid. I'm not watching Planet of the Apes with you, and I denied him.
And you know what? Aww. You definitely don't want to give him the wrong idea, either. If you go on a date with him, he's going to think that you like him, and I do not.
But he didn't say date. He just said go to the movies and watch it and watch an ape film.
Yeah, but it's Warren.
Yeah. That's like Netflix and chill. You know what's going to happen.
Planet of the Apes and chill. Boy. Oh man, the only decent guy in the game, and we won't spend any time knowing full well the world might end in 3 days, Michelle says. That's actually a good point. You know, you might as well enjoy it while it lasts, but I have more fun with Chloe wandering around the train track.
Aw, poor Warren.
Yeah, Warren can go do science experiments. I totally made him blow up the freaking thing in his face.
With Brooke. Brooke likes Warren.
Brooke likes Warren? How do you know that?
You gotta talk to
she's
people.
Super jealous?
I didn't even catch that at all.
No, yeah, she's so pissed at you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, if
that's why she is. I get it.
I kind of think Brooke's kind of cute, though. Maybe I'll date her instead.
I was like, why is Brooke old to me? Now I get it.
Do I have that option?
Slow dawning on Lanza's part.
Can Max swing both ways? I'm not really sure about that. Do I have that choice in this game?
I mean, Chloe did bring that up in the diner. So...
She did!
Yeah.
She did.
Yep.
Which I kind of was like, I didn't think they were ever going to go there, but apparently they did. Welcome to being a girl, Michelle says. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of get a
change perspective say I've been hit much.
By a creepy guy. If no one knew what we were talking about, they'd think we were just a bunch of, like, catty college kids talking about gossiping.
Yeah, I was thinking that before, like,
we're not,
is this
Clark
kind
says.
Of gossip okay since people aren't real?
Yeah. We're gonna have that character disassociation anonymous class after this.
Oh yeah, my god.
Many signs point to Chloe's fluidity, Mason says. I agree. He seems like an experimenter.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we are out of time, so we'll have to continue this next time.
Okay.
So, plan for next Tuesday. Play Chapter 3, and we'll see you at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah. Adios, guys. Thanks for coming
everybody. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all you people on the recording.